We're going to turn our theory upside down today. And this is not why she's coming on the podcast. She's coming on the podcast to debate if she should break up with her boyfriend or not. And I'm saying absolutely not. I think you should actually marry this guy. And let's see if you agree with a brand new Ask My Mom today on the show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Oh, anybody else feel like 2022 has been the longest year of their life and it's only the 11th day? Maybe it's just me. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's a podcast that's based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Bob Saget died.
And I'm so sorry.
Obviously, we record this podcast, you know, a couple of days ahead of time. Not a day ahead of time. And so by the time we got done recording yesterday, the news hadn't even broken yet for Monday's show. So obviously, we're going to be a little behind on the news, even I'm sure more and more will come out. But yeah, I was literally shocked yesterday.
Gosh.
I was sitting here and I was working on yesterday was a mess. Yesterday was an absolute mess for Certified Mama's Boy. It took about 6 hours. I think I worked from 3 to 9 yesterday. Just trying to get yesterday's show done and just other things behind the scenes and stuff. So I'm sitting here, I'm working, right? And I look over, my phone starts to kind of blow up because I have the Mix 106.5 Facebook page linked to my cell phone as well, so I can go on there and comment or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we have like all the social media for all the radio stations are mostly now centrally controlled. Like, we control the Kramer and Jess page, but national content team controls everything for like the Mix 106.5. Same, no matter what your radio station is, unless it's some small little one. Most of them, that's how it works nowadays. So sitting here and all I see, my phone start blowing up, and it's like RIP, RIP. Oh my God, I can't believe it. And I was like, Betty White? Like, I have no idea. And I opened it up, said Bob Saget dead at 65. And I was like, oh my God.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. I don't like to do a lot of things and talk about news stories a lot because things change so fast. And by the time this even releases, I don't even know what's going to be relevant. Mm-hmm. But at time of recording, it was Sunday afternoon in Orlando. They found him at like 4 o'clock and he was in his hotel room, unresponsive. And so my mom was asking like what happened, because what we don't want it to be is like a Robin Williams situation, right? And I always say comedians, I've dealt with a lot of comedians in my lifetime, and they're all, even my friends that are comedians, are like the saddest people on the face of the earth. They're just sad, sad, sad individuals. Most of them, I would say that it's almost like radio people though. It's always, there's something off, you know, any kind of entertainer, there's always like something that we're seeking, trying to get validation for somewhere. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think comedians, they mask their sadness so much. Conan O'Brien said it best when I feel like he said something like, I'm so envious of people that never had to be funny because they had something else going for them, you know? From what I know as of time of recording at 5:45 on Monday night is no foul play, but they found him apparently. One hand was over his chest and one was like off to the side. So they're assuming it was probably a heart attack at this point that took Bob Saget. Now, again, this could change. I don't know, but that's – yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. What a loss.
It hit me a whole lot harder than Betty White. I don't know about you. Did you feel the same way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he seemed like a part of our family, and you had actually met him personally. So I knew that was going to really knock you for a loop.
I think a lot of people felt that way. Now, I didn't watch the Golden Girls closely. We talked about this when Betty White passed away last week. I didn't watch it closely, so I don't really have a lot of ties to Betty White. Yeah. And also, she was 99. Like, I don't mean to sound insensitive, but
she led a good life, a good long life.
You're going to die. Like, you're going to die.
You know,
like, there's no one was like, what? Like, how did she die? Like, and obviously, they honestly just came out with an autopsy today saying that she had a stroke.
Uh-huh.
is how she passed away.
Yeah.
But yeah, with Bob Saget, it was completely – no, he was 65. He was 65.
Yeah.
So like still relatively – even though you're in the heart attack range at 65. Sure. But I guess I just didn't – I didn't see it. I just didn't see it coming. You know, I just did
none of us did. And he just started a new comedy tour and he just done a great show. And so much potential and so much of a future ahead of him. And it was just cut short.
What are your thoughts, Mom? What are your thoughts on Bob Saget? Like, what do you mean to you? Because you, I mean, for me, Bob Saget was, he was like a dad.
Yeah. Well,
like he was like, cause not TGIF, but that's, you know, TGIF is what we would go home and watch on Friday nights. Like that was your form of entertainment. Mm-hmm. Like for the younger generation, you may not reckon, but anybody in their 30s, 40s, like this is what you did, right? Mm-hmm. Was you had to be home at a certain time, mm-hmm. which was weird, right? Like you had to be home at 8 o'clock on a Friday. Like, don't be late.
Right.
And like, don't you dare, like, don't be, dinner better not be late. Like, you better be on time because 8 o'clock, maybe it was 7, TGIF was coming on. And that's when you had Family Matters, you had Full House. God, what else was on TGIF? Do you remember, Mom?
I don't know, but there were such great shows.
Let me see.
Oh, my
what
gosh.
Shows
it was so good.
Were on TGIF. Because this is going to take us back. Family Matters, Step by Step.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Step by Step? Oh, that was a good one. That was 91 through 97. Yeah. Family Matters was 1989 through 1997. Yeah. Full House, 87 through 1995.
Yes.
Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah. Boy Meets World. I love that.
Yeah, that was a great show. That was the oh, God, which brother was that? Not Fred. It doesn't matter. Sabrina the Teenage Witch was 1996 to 2003. That was a little bit later. That's probably more Maggie's time.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs. Remember Dinosaurs, Mom? 91 through 94.
Yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
Was on. Remember that show?
Oh, that was fun.
With Mark Curry.
Uh-huh.
There's some other shows that I don't really ring a bell to me. Clueless was on from 96 to 98. Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. I do remember that. Who was in that show,
that.
Though, that we'd remember? Ryan Reynolds was in that show.
Oh.
Full House was on. The Hughleys was on. Obviously, TGI. But anyway, in that time period, Boy Meets World was on. I think we talked about that. Sabrina the Teenage Witch was a little bit later. Uh-huh. Dinosaurs, which was such a weird show, but I loved. Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Sister Sister, Perfect Strangers.
Sister.
How can we forget about Perfect Strangers?
Oh, my God. So good.
With Balky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's any other like big ones. I think that's pretty much the but that was TGIF, right? We'd go home, we all would just this is like what you did was you just watched TGIF and Full House was always like a huge staple in this.
Yeah.
And I would look forward to it every week. I would look forward to like watching new episodes of Full House.
Oh,
and I did
yeah,
so
we
I did
all
meet
did.
Bob Saget. If you listen to this podcast for a while, then you'll know that I met Bob Saget back in 2015. And he just – I remember the day because I didn't expect him to come in. He was coming to do a comedy show. And we usually say no to interviews because people usually don't care about the comedians that are coming through, you know?
Right.
So we – but all of a sudden I look up and I saw Bob Saget walking down the hall. And I was like, oh, my God. Bob Saget's here. I was like, we got to get Bob Saget in. And you can go back and listen. I forget which episode it is. I'm going to play a clip of it here in a couple seconds. But you can. It was he gave us about 15 minutes of a great interview. Fuller House had just been announced.
Yes.
And I'm going to play a quick clip of Bob Saget on. This was when I was in Phoenix.
Okay.
On Camel Country 107.9. Listen.
I called you, and I want to know if this is a good title for you, American Icon Bob Saget.
Well, that's crazy nice. That just means I got old.
Right.
That's nice. It's it's. I was watching Stephen Colbert the other night, and he had Carol Burnett on, and that's legendary.
Yeah.
You can't say Carol Burnett without And that's iconic. But it is nice to hear that, because the sitcom and the video show, that was 30 years ago. So I guess after 30 years, you know, you're not 30 yet, right?
Barely.
Right.
Barely
so that 30. Would make me an icon, because yes. you weren't born and I was starring in a TV show. So
to me, you're super old then. How old are you?
Wow.
I'm 59.
59? That's not true.
You're super old.
Who says that?
Super old. You deteriorated. I don't know. I got up at 5:30. What time do you get up?
4:45.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know why I wouldn't get up. You were right next to me.
Yeah. But I tried to tap you.
Wow.
If that was true, that would be the best day of his life.
It would be. I love Bob Saget.
And you would have been in chaps and I would have been crying. I would have been in clown makeup.
59 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
You've hit that icon status.
Yeah, yeah. That ain't going nowhere. I'm just going to improve by doing other work that I'm proud of. That I just want to. I love entertaining, you know. Yeah. So I'll be doing kid parties in a couple weeks.
Did you like doing Full House? Let's just ask that question.
Yeah, I loved it. I was a good father. I don't know how I raised my children. I needed a Uncle Jesse and a guy that does puppet voices under stairs.
You can't think too hard about Full House.
No, you can't.
You're
it's
really
a two-dimensional show. I'm not thinking about it next week, and I know what the show's about. We just read the script the other day, and I'll never know my lines. I would write them on the back of pots and pans and pencils.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. I've done
so
Broadway
polished.
Before. I've done plays, and that you have to know your stuff. That's acting. That's real. But Full House is not that it's not real. It's different. It's a kid show that's meant for a whole family that has some good morality themes in it,
sure.
And we just all loved each other. So
this is an honor. Thank you so much.
It is an honor to be with you. You're an icon by creating me an icon, because I look at you as an equal.
I'll snag it, everybody. Come
Thank
on.
You.
So it was a great interview. He was extremely nice, polite, nothing bad to say, but I'm still feeling sad today about it. You know, 24 hours later, I'm still feeling pretty.
Such a great human being. And you can see from all the comments how loved he was. I mean, he was, you know,
yeah.
Full House
yeah.
was really an interesting show, because the mom had died. And it was him raising
right.
his kids, you know, with Uncle Jesse. And who was the other guy? Oh, gosh.
Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey, yeah. So, you know, kind of sad circumstances. But what a great role model he was for, like, a super dad.
Yeah.
I always admired that show so much for that. Because back in those times, you know, you didn't talk about single dads, you know? But that was really – and then when you took me to the club to see him, remember you and I went together? And he was so raunchy.
Did we go? I don't
– Yeah, you took me to
I
a
don't,
club
I,
to see
I saw,
him.
I can't remember that you and I went together, but I saw him a couple different times. And yes, his stand-up was extremely raunchy. Was it? Did we go in Phoenix? Was that the same time?
I want to say that it was either in Phoenix or maybe it was in Atlanta. Maybe he was here in Atlanta when you were here. I cannot remember where we were, but I just remembered laughing so hard because it was so different than Danny Tanner. You know,
like what you
it's
expected,
like,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Oh, but it was so good, so good. But he was just a good human being. What a loss.
I hope that nothing bad comes out about him. You know, like I was hoping, like anytime you hear about like a death, you're always like, God, please don't be something sad. Please don't be something sad. And then you're like, please, nobody come out and say something terrible about him. Please. And I feel like we're still in the somebody could come out and say something terrible about him. So I'm just like, let's get through this week. Let's just get through this week.
Nobody
said anything bad about Danny Tanner, please. I don't think I can handle it right now.
Die in peace and move on to his eternal rest, honestly. Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. So how do you feel about family secrets? Because apparently there's a secret my mom – and you shouldn't have even opened your mouth about this, because now you know me. I hate having secrets kept from me. There's nothing more than I hate than a secret kept. And so my mom was just all of a sudden before we started recording this podcast, this is not what I plan on talking about today. I actually want to talk about how terrible I feel after day one of being back to normality, but we'll get into that tomorrow. But y'all got a secret now? What is this about?
Yeah, your dad and I have a secret. We're not telling you. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You'll know this is not like a,
this is no shtick, by the way.
No.
But we were just sitting here, and all of a sudden she was like, she like started saying something. She's like, oh, wait, never mind. That's a secret. And I was like, what? And then she's like, I can't tell you. And I was like, so then I'm like, what? So does anybody in the family know about the secret?
No. Mm-mm. No one. No. Mm-mm.
So, okay. Because at first I'm like, I bet Maggie's pregnant. That was the first thing I thought was like that Maggie was pregnant.
No, if Maggie was pregnant, I'd be shouting from the rafters. Are you kidding? No.
Mm-mm. So I don't know, because I just don't know what kind of exciting news my parents could have at age 69 and 74, whatever that is.
Three.
Is he 74 or 75?
Three.
Oh, 73. So I'm trying to like guess what this could possibly be, because now it's like driving me crazy. When will we find out? Like, can you tell me on the podcast what the news is?
Not now.
No, I mean, like, but when you do tell me, can you tell me on the podcast
to the family?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I mean, before I put it out on Yancey like, fan?
Yes. Tell me before, like you tell, like,
yeah,
because I want to get my genuine reaction about like this surprise.
Yeah.
Because one to 10, how is it like, is it exciting news? Before we do one to 10, is it exciting? Is it sad? Is it,
oh no,
like, what's the reaction that we're going
to
have?
No, it's very exciting to us. And I think
will it be exciting to me?
Yeah. I think you'll be at least a 6 excited.
That doesn't sound like it's worth my time right now. But 6 excitement's not something to really hang on to here.
Maybe you'll be an 8. 6 to 8.
I mean, 8's big.
6 to 8. You'll be excited.
I just don't know what you guys could tell me that would make me an 8 excited. You know?
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you the last time I was 8 excited about anything. Oh. You know, I don't know. Like,
oh,
an 8 excited is something my parents could tell me. Mm-hmm. Does it have to do anything with dad's health? Because that's usually like the only thing my family talks about.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Did you buy something? Are you buying something?
Yes, we are.
I don't know. I feel like you guys are going wild right now, though, with spending money.
The stock market was really good last year. We're blowing it, baby.
Okay. I see that. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget, y'all still got anything.
Some of y'all might have about – Betty White lived in 99, so I'm not trying to take care of y'all later on. So
I have long-term care insurance, and Jim has VA. We're good. We can take care of ourselves.
I just want to make sure I'm not paying for y'all. Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, we'll figure out later on this week. All right. I do have a couple seconds we can talk about this. Today was the first day back into reality. And I need to talk to people that just like hate their body for a second. And I feel like that's probably a lot of us. I've never had like a good relationship with my body ever. And I constantly struggle with my body image and how I feel about myself. And I'm every time I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see, and et cetera, et cetera. We talked about liposuction, you know, before on the podcast, probably this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
So today was getting back into the gym day one. Honestly, I worked out okay through, I worked out almost every day in San Diego. I would say I worked out most days in San Diego on my trip.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I worked out most days.
Okay.
And then obviously in Atlanta, I didn't work out because I was there. But when I got back, I worked out in the house until I found out I had COVID. So it's been about 11 days since I've worked out. But on top of this now, then I didn't work out for, like about 10, 11 days. But, y'all, I was eating so bad over the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I was eating so bad in quarantine. So I get back in the gym today, and I'm just so mad at myself. I'm so disappointed in myself. Mm-hmm. I just feel fat. I feel sluggish. I feel like, blech. I told you that today was going – or technically yesterday as the time of release was going to be the the cutoff for junk food, right? And, you know, I blew it out last night because I was having such a bad night. So I was like, I need something. Like, I just need something that's going to be bad for me. And, I've been eating all the crap food out of my house because I just didn't want to have it. I didn't want to throw it out. I just wanted to eat it all. So for some reason, I just had I happened to have a pint of ice cream in my freezer. And I was like, when did this get here? And so I was like, I'll just have a couple bites of ice cream. That'll make me feel better because I'm such an emotional eater and after such a crap day. And I'll be damned, of course, you know how the story ends. If you know me well enough, you know how the story ends.
I do.
And that pint of ice cream was gone as I was sitting here with GoDaddy last night trying to get the something to work on the website.
Did you have whipped cream on or had you already eaten all the whipped cream?
No, I already eaten all the whipped cream. There's nothing else bad in my house now. That's the good news. There's literally nothing else bad. That was like the one thing I didn't even know I had. But there's nothing. There's no chip. There's no chocolate. There's no nothing. Trust me, there was, I would have found it already.
Excellent.
So today, yesterday I did pretty dang well. So far at time of recording, I did pretty dang well. I did have one extra protein bar today. But other than that, I had my normal breakfast. I ate my meal for lunch. I'm going to eat my meal for dinner tonight. And,
did you make your
oats? That's going to be it.
For the morning?
I was going to last night, but it was such a madhouse. I didn't get done until about 9 p.m. last night, like 30 minutes past when I needed to be in bed.
So
I had an extra protein bar instead. And, I don't know. I'm beating myself up bad today. I'm really just mad at myself. I just hate my body. I hate how it feels. I just feel uncomfortably fat right now.
You need to have a different relationship with your body. You need to praise your body for all the wonderful things.
I'm thankful for it.
It does for you.
Yeah, I think I can have both. I mean, I'm very thankful that I can walk and I can, you know, I can get around and I'm not really in a lot of chronic pain. That's great. But I'm just so unbelievably.
You feel bad because of the way you treat your body.
Shaped right. No, I just don't like the way I feel in my own skin, and I hate that feeling. And right now it's like worse than ever. I don't know.
You can do it. Come on.
I don't even get like in great shape, but I'm just not feeling good. So anyway, if you're going through that New Year struggle, just know that like you're not alone. Like you're not alone. To get to our quote for today, Mom.
It's from Nido Quibben. And he says, "Your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start." Think about that and what you just said. It's not where you can go. It's where you start. You start where you are. And this is where you are today.
And that's what I mean.
But you'll be in a better place in a week.
Yeah, I'm not worried about being able to get back to where it's only been, you know, a few weeks, and I'm pretty disciplined right now. I feel like I'll be able to. It was not fun right now, but it's just the fact that you only understand it if you don't like your body. And that's the only way you'll ever be able to understand what I'm going through today is like I sat down today and like my whole stomach was just like, and I was like, back to this again, you know? So I don't know. Like I'm just, and I appreciate all the support, you know, and the podcast definitely does keep me feeling motivated. I almost feel like there's a expectation. Social media keeps me motivated, right? That's why
and
I post so many pictures because I want
to. Too. Don't you come on this podcast?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, you know,
trash and not working out. No,
I know. I'm just ready for the weekend. Cause the weekend I usually let the belt out a little bit, the proverbial belt, because I try to enjoy life a little bit too. But today I'm also just extreme. My mental health is not great right now. It's winter. I've been stuck in the house for 2 weeks straight. You know, I'm feeling lonely again. I'm just going through all those feelings. So
getting over,
I don't know. Well, it'll get better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, there you go. We're going to get to ask my mom in just a couple of seconds. And she, for the third time or fourth time, is debating breaking up with her boyfriend. And I'm like, I think it's time. But I mean, you listen to their situation and you can understand, like, should they do it or should they not? On the podcast today, we're happy to have Dunn as one of our newest advertisers. If you don't know what Dunn is ADHD care made affordable and accessible to everyone. Because let's be honest, if you have ADHD, it's one of those things where, as like a kid, I feel like there's a lot of focus on it because kids have a hard time learning, you know, fidgeting, not being able to like quite function quite right with ADHD. But as adults, I feel like there's not a huge emphasis on care and what to do. It's just more like, oh, I'm having a hard time staying focused at work. Or we don't care for ourselves the same way we care for our kids, I feel like, when it comes to ADHD or adolescence, like we do with adults, right? So at Dunn, it's really to increase awareness about adult ADHD and how undiagnosed it really is. Like if you sit there and you're like, oh, I'm just forgetful, or I can't believe, like, oh, I just, there's so many, if you go to work, here's a great example. If you go to work and like you can never stay on task ever, you're kind of, your brain's constantly kind of going in between different things. And it's kind of driving you crazy. Or like you get home and there's like maybe three or four tasks that need to get done at night. And, you know, so you got to get the dinner cooked. I got to do this. I got to do this. Oh, wait, what about this? Oh, let me check my phone. If your brain's like all over the place, this is adult ADHD. And you don't have to live like that. And in fact, a lot of people don't, because number one, they don't have adult ADHD, or they have different ways that they handle it. And one of those great ways is medication. And this is the thing. With Dunn, everything is handled in one simple package. What you're going to get is you're going to get mental health care within reach. Because this is exactly what it is. It's mental health. I mean, it's the same kind of thing as we talk about therapy or depression. You know, like people that will take medication for depression. Now we're trying to make a big emphasis in 2022 about ADHD for adults, right? So when you use Dunn, you get a personalized treatment plan for you from a doctor who you'll meet with online. You'll get online prescription refills and 24/7 continuous care conveniently from your home. It's specialized in just treating adult ADHD with a patient-first philosophy and mindset. It really is cool. And like it's something that I'm going to go through the process too, because I want to know, like, I'm extremely scatterbrained, and trying to run a radio show and a business. Mom, where are you going? I feel like you're ADHD right now.
I'm sorry.
Can you focus for 1 second? I think you need to go do dumb. What is going on over here?
I'm trying to find something in my desk drawer and be quiet about it. So I guess loud. I'm not doing it. Sorry. But okay. The good news is I found it.
Now, that's adult ADHD right there. No, in all seriousness, we don't mean to like make fun of it, but like Dunn is it's really cool. And I'm actually a really big – I'm proud to be a champion for these guys. They're brand new to the podcast, so I'd love you just to go check their service out and see if maybe it speaks to you, or maybe your husband, your wife, even your kids, you know, your teenagers. If you feel like they're just not quite able to focus, let's get treatment in 2021 and kind of – 2022, what year is it? And destigmatize what we're doing here when it comes to adult ADHD and just the awareness of do you have it or not, right? So if you'll just text the word Dunn, D-O-N-E, to 888-Kramer-8, I'm going to shoot you 50% off your initial consultation so that you can, you know, it's a whole lot cheaper to do it now because you're a podcast listener. You save a bunch of money by doing this. Just text the word Dunn to 888-Kramer-8, and let's take care of your adult ADHD with our friends over at Dunn. Also, we are so happy to bring back our favorite advertiser, Mom, and we're talking about Manscaped.
Oh,
Manscaped
boy.
Is the number
Such
one
fun.
Male grooming. And I feel like Bob Saget would see the humor in this, talking to my mother about male grooming, right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheers to 2022, right? And resolutions that we can actually keep, and having a clean down there should be every man's resolution for the new year. And that's why Manscaped is here to save your testicles this year and make the ball drop into 2022 the cleanest and sexiest ever. Y'all, this is what they write, and I love it. I love every second
so
of it.
Funny.
Set your first resolution with good intentions and join the 4 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped, including myself. And right now we've got a special offer because I want to start thinking Valentine's Day, right? Valentine's Day is going to be here before you know it. And if your man is not quite in, for our gentlemen listening to the show too, but we're going to talk to the ladies for a second. If it's not great down there, that's a thing of the past. But sometimes you just got to give your man the direction he needs to go in. And that's why I want to completely endorse and recommend to you the Performance Package 4.0. With that, you're going to get the lawnmower, which is the electric trimmer. That's got a light on it. It really is a great body hair trimmer. And I've used them a lot. I've been using them since I was 20. So like I can tell you, 18 years of experience over here. The Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver, and also on top of that, when you get the whole package, you're also going to get the Shred Travel Bag, the Anti-Chafing Boxers as well. Plus, they've got a brand new Ultra Premium Body Wash from Manscaped as well. It's a great gift. I want you to start thinking of Valentine's Day, because how fun would that be to unwrap this gift for your man or gentleman?
Yes.
If your resolution is to make it better down there, then hopefully you'll go to manscaped.com. Mom, you like Manscaped, right?
I do. I love the advertising.
Yeah, she's a fan. It's good. Manscaped.com. Got an exclusive offer for you, 20% off plus free shipping. The code is Kramer20. Kramer20 to be a part of the Manscaped family like myself. In 22, because I told you I'm going to be engaged this year, and the only way I'm going to be able to do that is
you've got to get cleaned up.
Got to get cleaned up down there, Mom. So Kramer 20 at manscaped.com. All right. All right, we're going to do Ask My Mom in just a couple seconds. Third time she tried to break up with him. So she's wondering if this should be the one. We'll get to it. First Certified fans, hello. How are you? Thank you for what you do. We appreciate you oh so very much. Certified fans are people that can donate just a couple dollars a month to the show. And when they do, we say thank you so much. And we give you a bunch of benefits. One of those benefits this week, obviously, is you get the merch is on sale, but we're doing a bonus sale on top of the sale for certified fans. By the way, we'll get to merch in a minute, but that's just one example. It's like you get a better sale if you're a certified fan. Another one is you get a shout out on the podcast. You're going to get continuous bonus episodes. And like I said, there's a new thing probably coming. I don't know. It depends on how much work I want to do this weekend. I'm going to give myself by the end of January. That makes me feel better. By the end of January, we're going to launch something new for Certified Mama's Boy family. And it's going to be actually a whole new – it has nothing to do with the actual podcast itself, but kind of a new side venture. Yeah. And I'm excited about it. It's going to help us kind of reach some new people that you'll see. You'll see before.
Sorry.
ADHD, focus for a second.
Sorry.
when you join, though, you get an episode dedicated to you. And today we have a brand new certified fan, Mom. How about that?
Yes. First one of 2022. I'm so excited.
So let me introduce you to our newest certified fan. They are certified fan number, I think, 411.
Okay.
Yes. Brianne C. from Ellenwood, Georgia.
Come on, Brianne Georgia C. girl.
From Ellenwood, Georgia is our newest certified fan, and we are so happy to have you on the podcast. I love when people from Georgia come. That's so cool to me.
Oh, you warm my heart.
I'm trying to figure out, do you know where that is, Mom? Ellenwood, Georgia?
I've seen it, but I honest to God can't place where it is.
Let me see. Ellenwood, Georgia is, we're all going to learn. Oh, it looks very nice. It looks like it just has a picture of a house when I Google it. That's a very nice house. Ellenwood, Georgia looks like it is, where is that? I don't really know Georgia that well anymore. Trying to see what it's even near. It's south of Atlanta,
okay,
but north of Stockbridge.
Oh, okay. It's a ways down there.
Yeah, it's south of Atlanta. I'm trying to see. Let's learn something about Ellenwood, Georgia.
Where is it relative to the airport?
I don't know. I'm not sure where the airport is. Okay. Ellenwood is an unincorporated community in Clayton, Henry, and DeKalb counties.
Okay.
In Georgia.
Okay.
It's along Interstate I-675 and Georgia State Route 42. So there you go. We learned something new today.
Anyway,
you're our newest certified fan. We're so happy to have you. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast.
Yes.
And for you, this episode is dedicated to you, Miss Brianne C. And here is your official welcome whoop whoop.
Yes. Whoop whoop to Georgia girl, Brianne C. So happy you're here. Number 411.
so awesome. Thank you so much. So really awesome. Appreciate you. Thanks for believing in this mission of like a mother-son podcast. I know it's kind of weird, but we're making it happen.
Some way.
So if you want to be a certified fan, text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Also, don't forget, merch is on sale since we're the number one podcast. Promo code number one, that's O-N-E, number one, gets you 20% off anything in the merch store. So go check it out. If you've never bought something from Certified Mama's Boy, maybe it's something you'll like. And on top of that, if you're a certified fan, I'm actually, at time of recording, I forgot to post the other promo code. But if you go check that page, the Certified Fans Facebook page, there'll be a bonus, basically 30% off sale for you guys. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Because you're
thank
so special you. To right, us. Mom.
Text the word, by the way, text the word merch, M-E-R-C-H, to 888-Kramer-8. Let's get to our Ask My Mom. This is an advice segment we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay. And if you ever want to be on this, you can just send me an email, thatguykramer@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to read it. My mom gives some good motherly advice, and then the podcast family hops in too, and we just kind of go from there. Mm-hmm. So, Mom, without further ado,
Okay. Here's
today's Ask My Mom.
Mama Nancy, I've been planning to break up with my boyfriend since July. I just haven't gotten around to it yet because he's a really sweet person. And I thought he'd get the hint that I wasn't into this relationship. He has proposed 3 times. I turned him down each time. The last time was in July, and I told him that I love being in a relationship with him, but didn't see marrying him as an option anytime in my future. I thought for sure that he would get the hint and eventually dump me because he really wants to start a family. It's actually made him more determined to win me over. He's been so good to me the last few months.
Aww.
And now I'm almost positive he's going to ask me again on my birthday, January 20th. And I don't want to embarrass him because I will say no again. So the way I see it is I have 2 options. 1, I can say no again and tell him this isn't working out and we're breaking up. 2, I can dump him now and spare him the pain of proposing a 4th time. Each option makes me feel bad. What should I do? Oh my goodness, honey, set this poor boy free. Aww. He sounds like a really sweet guy, and he wants a family, and he wants to be married, and that's not what you want, and you're just holding him back from fulfilling his dream. No, let him go. Let him go.
I feel like you got to marry this guy.
What?
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Is there anybody else that hears this and is like, you like don't necessarily walk away from this situation?
But she doesn't want to be married to him.
But I, you've been dating him for so long. There's obviously something here. And I'm like, if this guy is willing to get shot down 3 times.
No joke.
Like, this guy sounds like somebody that really, truly loves you. I'm going to add a 3rd option in here to your list is maybe consider marrying this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it? What is it that's made you say no to his proposal, but not break up with him before? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's something about it that makes you still, and the answer is you just don't want to be alone. That's something different. Right. But there's something about this guy that is obviously drawing you in still.
Yeah.
I think that's something that's got to kind of be looked at. You know what I mean, Mom?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, I could see that.
Am I the only one that thinks she just needs to marry this dude and move on? Because there's no reason you would keep him around but not marry him.
Mm.
If, like, you really want – you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like you'd even be writing this email to us, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she doesn't want to marry him. She's going to turn him down
but
again.
Like, but why? That's what – I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's happening here.
Information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I wish this was like the radio show where we could like talk to you.
Yeah.
Or like Jeff and Callie have a setup where you can like call people. We just don't have that accessibility.
We're too janky.
We're janky podcast. So I don't know. Am I wrong by saying you got to marry this dude?
Hmm. I don't think she should marry him if she doesn't want to marry him.
So you think she should just break up with him now before he proposes and just to
– Yes, set him
just
free.
Just so that she doesn't have to – to like shoot him down again. I don't know. That's a great reason to like, because what happens if he doesn't propose? We don't know he's going to propose for sure. And there's obviously something. I say marry the guy. I'm saying work through whatever you got to work through and marry this damn dude. He deserves it. Like if you want to keep him around but don't want to be married after 4 years, you know what I mean?
Did she say 4 years?
This guy's a saint. So did she say 4 years? Or did I make that up?
No,
maybe she
said
it four times.
No, this is the fourth time she will have turned down his proposal.
Fourth time. Okay.
It doesn't say how long.
Well,
no, since July, she's been planning to break up with him. It doesn't say how long they've been together.
Yeah, since July, they've been planning to break up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm rooting for this guy. I say go for it. I say marry this guy.
I bet he really
say
is
yes.
A sweet guy. I'll bet he is.
Like 2022 has already kind of been a shit show. So let's like turn it around. Let's get a certified mama's boy engagement going on here. We can celebrate, you know? So,
all right,
Mom.
I hope she lets
By the way, the
know.
Phone number is 888-Kramer-8. Yeah, keep us posted. 888-Kramer-8 so you can give us your feedback. Like, of those options, again, the options are what, Mom?
Oh, the options are number one, to say no again and tell him this isn't working out and we're breaking up. And number two, dump him now and spare him the pain of proposing a fourth time.
Or I'm saying C.
Or three.
I'm not sure which one we're doing.
Accept
his proposal and just marry this damn dude and get it over with.
Right.
That's my take on this.
That's
so.
Right.
All right, Mom, that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
My mental health is not great right now, and I feel like I got to put my money where my mouth is. So I sit here and tell you should go do BetterHelp. I got to get mine started back up again too. I'm gonna spend 2 weeks working out and see how I feel, because honestly, working out is great for my mental health. But I know there's a lot of things I want to work on personally too in 2022. So I'm gonna spend a couple months this year going back and getting more help with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy and counseling that you can do from your phone, and I love it. What you do is you connect with professional counselors and therapists right from your phone. And you communicate the way you feel more comfortable with. Like, I don't love going to someone's office and sitting across from them. I don't even honestly like doing video chats with therapists. I prefer to do like a voice chat. And so once a week, you'll have a voice, you know, a voice session with your therapist. And it's great. And y'all, I can knock out issues like this, like I never have before. I would not send you to this if I was not a huge fan of it. It's called BetterHelp. It's online therapy and counseling. If you're dealing with stress, anxiety, relationship issues, trauma, the list goes on and on. BetterHelp.com/Kramer gets you 10% off your first month. 2022, this is it. This is the year you said you were going to take better care of yourself, and that starts with your mental health as well. BetterHelp.com/Kramer for 10% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do you think this family secret is? It's going to drive me crazy. They bought something, but what do you think they bought? They already got a new car, so it's not a new car. But it's a level 8 excitement. That's big. Now, they've been buying a lot of stuff recently now, too. This is why I worry. I'm like, I seriously wonder if they just think they're dying. They're having like a midlife crisis, end of life crisis maybe, because they went out and bought a new car. When I bought an Apple Watch, a brand new iPhone, like all the same, it's like all in the same week. And I was like, what? Like, what's going on here? Now there's another big purchase. So we'll talk about it later on this week in the podcast. Hopefully it's a level 8 for all of us. Okay, I love you. Shout out again to Brianne from Georgia. We appreciate you so freaking much. Welcome to the Certified Fan Fam, and hopefully we can welcome you on the Facebook page as well. Text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. We would love for you to be a part of the Certified Mama's Boy, Certified Fan Fam. That's a lot to say. But anyway, text fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Love you, bye.
Hi, Yancey family. It's Steph from Arizona, the one who's always riding my horsey. I just wanted to say, whoop, whoop. To you guys for being number one. Good job. And Kramer, you are such a badass working with COVID. Sorry, I wouldn't have. I would have been like, sorry, toothpick, have to say then. But anyway, no, thank you for doing that for us, because honestly, I was having withdrawals while you guys were on vacation. And so thank you for coming back, and thank you for working while you don't feel good. That is hard. And don't think it doesn't go unnoticed, because we appreciate all of you guys. And good luck with winning the lottery. Love you guys forever.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.